Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Warden. Last week, Paul talked about don't be shut out. Today, Paul will be talking about grasshopper mentality. Let's join Paul now as he teaches grasshopper mentality.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paul Warden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking about a vision and a dream that God has put in each and one of our hearts, and we've been kind of discussing the deals and the stories of Abraham, how God swore an oath with Abraham, and how God led Abraham out of his homeland into the land that God promised him. And last week we were talking about don't be shut out, where we talk about where the children of Israel went through, got out of Egypt, went into the wilderness, got right up to the edge of the promised land, and they sent people in to kind of scout out the land, and 10 came back with a negative report, and 2 came back to encourage them to do so. And the children of Israel did not go in to the promised land, because they let fear overcome them and stop them. And we need to refuse to let fear control our lives and to stop our dreams. And today, I kind of want to talk about the grasshopper mentality. How we talked about unbelief will prevent you from fulfilling your destiny. In addition to unbelief, there's another powerful spiritual force that will shut you out of God's promises. That force is the spirit of fear. And I know each and every one of us has faced that issue and struggled with that issue sometimes in some parts and maybe a lot of times in our lives. When Israel heard the negative report of the spies, they developed grasshopper mentality, which kept them out of the promised land. They saw the enemy as a giant and themselves as grasshoppers. They were afraid to enter in and to claim the rightful possessions. And you can read that story in Numbers 13 and 33. One of the first things God said to Abraham when sharing the provisions of this covenant with him was, "Fear not." God knew that these promises were so great that Abraham might be fearful at their very magnitude. Fear is a spirit that Satan uses to torment, control, dominate, oppress, and bind God's people. That is true. Sometimes you can be so fearful of something, it just kind of binds you up. You can't move, you can't think right, you can't act right. You know, we let fear kind of take over, which is wrong. Paul told Timothy, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And you need to read that and memorize that scripture. It's in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Through fear and unbelief, Israel disobeyed God and failed to take possession of their inheritance. They forfeited their covenant promises and returned to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years of unnecessary pain, 40 years of unnecessary suffering. Why? Because they feared. They didn't trust God. They didn't believe in God. They let fear control their lives. And you know the story of what happened to them because of fear. Every person 20 years of age and older died in the wilderness with the exception of Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. Many believers do not realize that the covenant promises of Abraham belong to us. not knowing that what is legally theirs, they have forfeited their covenant rights and privileges simply because they did not claim them. Others know the terms of the covenant, but because of unbelief or and fear, they refuse to claim them. Both responses will shut you out of your promised land and abort your destiny. Now, how about you? Like the children of Israel, have you failed to take possession of your inheritance? Did you fail to take possession and fulfill your dream? Fulfill that vision that God has given you because of fear? Did you once arrive at the border of your destiny only to turn back into the wilderness? Don't do that no more. You are learning what is rightfully yours through the revelation that you are receiving. It is time for you to step across the border and claim your inheritance in Christ. Why? Because we can trust in God. We know God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. He can go with us. He can go before us. He can strengthen us. He can help us. If we would just put our trust in Him and dig deeper in His Word, and He is there to encourage us, He is there to help us, and He is here to help us through and to succeed this vision and this dream. Are you putting your trust in Christ? Are you letting fear control your life? Which is your controller? I want to choose Christ. I want to put my faith and trust in God. And I want to overcome fear through Him, through His love, through His power, because He promised it to us. And we talked before, God is faithful. He will not break a promise to you. So all we have to do, put our trust in Him and ask Him to take away the spirit of fear and to fill it with love and confidence built in Him. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your word today. Father, I thank You for the promises that You have given us. Father, I have thanking You that You can help us to overcome this fear. And Father, I pray that anyone that is listening to the sound of my voice have that fear, that You will overcome that You will take that fear away, and that You will fill them with love and with power to do and to help them to achieve this dream and this vision. Father, touch us and help us. Father, we know through You all things are possible because we put our trust in You. And Father, I know that You will help us to overcome this fear, and that You will take this fear and remove it so we can move forward, we can step into this promised land and claim it through You, through Your power, I pray. Help us, I pray, and encourage us, I pray, and strengthen us, I ask You, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us today and teaching Grasshopper Mentality. Join Paul next week as he talks about the purpose of the blessing. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all materials. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, at myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can write or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.